welcome our favorite alumnus and the next senator from the state of New York, David Norris.
David Norris, and I'd like to be the next senator from the great state of New York. I'm going to go through Yonkers. I'm going to go door to door and take the city that way.
The recent endorsement by the Firefighters Union is another boost to Norris, who already had a 6-point lead over his opponent, Roger Linfield.
Whenever I see you on C-SPAN and you stand, I always think you're about to go, chug! Congressman, you certainly started your career off 8 years ago with a bang. Or should I say, a bust.
For the last 8 years, David Norris has represented Brooklyn, New York City, and America.
This is my campaign chairman, Charlie Traynor. These are voters.
These polls have yet 10 points.
We're 10 points up.
This is not going to be easy getting there. I have some real opposition, and what they're saying about me is that I'm too young to hold this office.
Win big, but run like you're tied down.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you, Gary.
But that's okay, because these are the same people who say that young people don't vote.
Young people don't care about politics. But I'm here to tell you, your future's about your choices, not theirs. So today I'd like to put them on notice, because come November, people like you will kick their ass.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
I'm working on it.
Keep me posted.
Yeah.
David Norris, until recently, he was way ahead in the polls. Mary Madeline and James Carville are here. Mary, this is a surprise still.
It is a surprise. Such political promise. This compelling story. He grew up in a rough neighborhood in Brooklyn. He overcame the loss of his entire family, his mom and his brother, and he's 10. His father, before he got to high school, he got over that. He had such promise.
And he was, the youngest person ever elected to the House of Representatives, James?
Yeah, he's elected when he's actually 24, but he gets in a barroom fight the night that he's elected. I kind of like this, all right? Then you have this photo coming out of the New York Post. I think the accretion of this stuff was just too much for the voters. It kind of reeked of some level of immaturity here, of impulsiveness.
People want maturity, they want adults in Congress.
Big night for us, gentlemen. Everybody ready? You look exhausted. You should take a vacation when all this is finished. You've earned it.
I'm not sure the kind of tired I am can be fixed by a vacation.
Everybody needs a vacation. Even us. All right, let's get them back on track.
Mary, over the past couple weeks since the photo came up, they thought people in New York...
Are you still watching CNN?
...get over it. That wasn't such a big deal. Clearly it was.
Well,
I called this way too early. Come on. On your pretty little tie, let's go.
Suffolk County numbers. Linfield, 415, 120. Norris, 370, 233.
I really thought we were in Suffolk.
Kings County just came in too.
Well,
And Inman Brookman. Gonna be a blowout.
NBC has us up next.
I'm gonna go work on my speech.
David.
Hey.
Sorry I wasted your time, Charlie.
NBC News is now calling the election for Roger Linfield. After a shockingly poor showing in both Suffolk County and his home county, Kings, it now appears David Norris will lose this election.
Hello? Hello?
I just didn't know what to do, because I heard you come in and say hello, and I probably should have said hi, but then I thought that would be weird, because it's the men's. And then you started talking to yourself, and it was obviously very personal, so I was kind of stuck in no man's land, and then it all got to be too much, so I came out.
What are you doing in here?
Just, I'm hiding from security.
Why?
I crashed a wedding upstairs.
People still do that?
It was a dare.
Who dared you to crash a wedding?
Me.
Oh. I crashed a wedding once.
Did you?
Yeah, in high school.
Oh.
If I got caught, I spent the night in jail.
I think that happened more than once from what I heard. You're that guy running for Senate, aren't you?
Yeah, I am that guy.
And judging from your speech, it's too bad. The other guy is such a tool.
He is a tool. I wish I could have made that clearer in the campaign ad.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I think meeting your friends at a college reunion is no big deal.
Plus, they not have to run the photo.
Oof, at least not full page. This is my favorite moment of your whole campaign.
Really? I could have used you on my team a couple months ago.
Yeah, I could help poll test every word that comes out of your mouth before you say it.
Oh, you like politicians?
I like it when they do stuff I can relate to.
Like pull their pants down.
I love that.
See, that kind of candidate wouldn't even get elected to the student council.
My guy would know how to tie his own tie.
It's a clip-on.
Oh, I wish. That would have been my other favorite moment of your campaign. Do you still have a chance?
He crushed me.
Sorry.
Well, losing has its advantages.
Like what?
For one thing, as a politician, you're never really alone unless you're asleep or in the bathroom. Usually. That gets old.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I'm mostly just looking forward to having some time by myself. I know you. Yeah, I guess we're talking about that.
Okay. I'm gonna have to worry about being convinced until the next election.
Are you a registered New York voter?
Do I sound like I am?
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
I gotta go. sorry.
Wow.
Hang on.
You leave your speech?
Hang on.
Hey.
Hey.
Ma'am?
I gotta go.
Ma'am?
That is so much better.
She's on the move.
Excuse me. Ma'am.
What was that?
I don't know.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good speech, come on.
Congressman David Morris.
I grew up not far away from here in Red Hook. I love you both. But we had a rule in my neighborhood. When you got in a fight, it wasn't whether or not you got knocked down, it's what you do when you get back up. And I came here to tell you tonight that I will get back up.
Bullshit. We didn't have that saying in my neighborhood. It's just one of those phrases that it had some traction with the focus group, and so we kept using it. That's not true. You know, in 1998, I did a cover story for GQ. The title was Youngest Congressman Ever. And since then, every story has tried to explain how I got here so fast. And the word that people kept using was authentic. But here's the problem. This isn't even my tie. This tie was selected for me by a group of specialists in Tenafly, New Jersey, who chose it over 56 other ties we tested. In fact, our data suggests that I have to stick to either a tie that is red or a tie that is blue. A yellow tie made it look as if I was taking my situation lightly, and I may in fact pull my pants down again at any moment. A silver tie meant that I'd forgotten my roots. My shoes. You know, shiny shoes, we associate with high-priced lawyers and bankers. If you want to get a working man's vote, you need to scuff up your shoes a little bit. But you can't scuff them up so much that you alienate the lawyers and the bankers, because you need them to pay for the specialist back in Tenafly. So what is the proper scuffing amount? You know, we actually paid a consultant $7,300. Was it $7,300, Charlie? $7,300 for a consultant to tell us that this is the perfect amount of scuffing.
He has to spill his coffee on his shirt by 7:05. 7:05 at the latest.
I'll get him as soon as he enters the park.
Can't imagine being on this guy as long as you have.
RSR Venture Capital announced yesterday that former Congressman David Norris would become a senior partner. Norris led an unsuccessful bid for Senate last month, but his concession speech was considered by many to be electrifying and has made him the obvious frontrunner in the 2010 Senate race. Investment banker Charles Traynor founded RSR, one of the country's most successful venture capital firms. Traynor is a childhood friend of Norris's and was the chairman of his Senate campaign.
Hey.
Hey, Tom Frankel from the Journal's calling you in 5 minutes. I just gave him this number.
Yeah, give him 3227. I'm not used to this phone yet.
I can't. He's gonna ask you about joining the firm. All business calls have to be done on a company BlackBerry.
Really?
Sarbanes-Oxley. You voted for it, pal. In fact, you co-sponsored that one.
Yeah, I remember.
Hey, I just saw you on TV.
Really?
Yeah. What'd they say?
You're bald.
Nice.
That was weird, too, because it was a financial show.
But they were really just kind of captivated by your receding hairline.
I gotta go, you jack off.
Bye.
Congressman, I have to tell you, I really admire what you did last month.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I wish there were more politicians like you.
Thank you. Well, I'm retired now. I had to go get a real job.
You'll do well.
Thank you.